microphone. She snored like this.
Is that right?
Ah, she had one of them old women snores. Oh, it was awful. Nasty.
That's the early in the morning. You crack me up.
Well, baby, thank you. It's part of my job. But you never heard snoring. My grandmother was bad. But you know who was the worst snorer in the family? My daddy. Ah! I mean, daddy would get to snoring up a storm. You'd be trying to watch TV, you know, and there'd be an exciting thing coming on. Columbo would be about ready to reveal his most important piece of evidence. And suddenly, daddy would throw back his head and say... Say, shut up, Daddy! Go to bed! Go to bed! He said, I ain't sleeping. This is your daddy, you're snoring. He said, I ain't. I just lying here against the wall like this. Sure enough, a couple minutes later. I would say, Daddy! Come on now. But you know what the worst part was? He would do that in public. He'd do it on the bus. People be looking at me like I had a hog looking for rutting time with me. The worst place Daddy would snore was in church. Oh, man, if you want to talk about being mortified, there's Reverend Felcher saying, and the blessed child of Jesu with the baby blood and Mary Magdalene came and said unto him... Everybody look at my dad and say, Daddy, Daddy, Daddy! And the bad thing is when you woke him up, he'd go... You know, he'd give you a bunch of some bonus snorts. So I had to be careful waking him up, you know? And got so I didn't want to go to church with him. But he'd say, son, you mean you don't want to worship God with your own daddy? I said, Daddy, you snore in the chair. What do you mean worship God? You ain't worshiping nobody. You sitting there sleeping. God could come and go. Do a miracle right there on the middle of your eyes and you wouldn't notice it because you're asleep. He said, all right, boy, I got a technique. Don't worry, I won't fall asleep on Sunday. So we get into church, we sit down in the pew. I look at Daddy fussing with his britches. Daddy pulls out this long length, the 50-pound test monofilament fishing line. Coming right out of his pants, over the top of his belt buckle. He said, boy, you grab the end of this line. And if it looks like I'm going to drift off to sleep, pull on it. I said, what you got? He said, never you mind, boy. You just grab that. I said, but Daddy, I don't want to hurt you. He said, boy, it's going to keep me awake. You do what you got to do. Sure enough, we're sitting there, and I see Daddy's eyes start to close. So I yank that line a little bit, and his head lifts up. But then sure enough, his head starts to keel over again. So I yank that line again, his head snaps up. I said, oh, God, I'm going to be doing this throughout the whole sermon. But sure enough, I take the end of that line, because I'm getting mad now. You know, bad enough he can't keep away. Now I got to be responsible for it. I take that line and I wrap it around my hand about 3 or 4 times. I get a good grip on that thing. And the next time his head goes down, I yank it again, only this time a little smarter. And his head pops up. And I didn't even let his head go back down. Now I'm mad, you know, so I'm just kind of pulling on that thing rhythmically. Bap, 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 bap. I mean, his head didn't have a chance to go down. I'm yanking on that thing. But imagine my shock and horror when the service ends, the recessional is played, the choir walks out, and it's just me and Daddy sitting there. I said, Daddy, ain't you ready to leave? He said, yeah, boy, but could you yank on that thing about 5 more times? I said, Daddy, I dropped that line like a hot potato. I said, Daddy, I can't believe you. He said, come on, boy, here, let me borrow your program. I said, yeah, I said, get away from my program.
This is like the stupidest thing I have ever heard in my life.
Thank you. 628.
Time to...